You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio and a new campaign and petition calling on the government to make lasting commitments to people with disabilities has launched 100 days before the second Global Disability Summit happens in February next year. They want the government to commit to disability rights, and joining me now to tell us a little bit more about the summit and about the new campaign is the Global Campaigns Manager for Sight Savers, who are running the summit and the campaign, Ross McMullen. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks very much, Ali.
So first of all, can you tell us a little bit about what the Global Disability Summit is and what's going to be happening? What are some of the aims?
So the Global Disability Summit was first held in 2018 and it was co-hosted by the UK government, the government of Kenya and the International Disability Alliance. And it was a really important opportunity to bring people and organisations, other governments, disabled people, organisations of persons with disabilities from around the world to basically talk about disability inclusive development and to make commitments, to make specific policy commitments around ensuring that disabled people were able to benefit from development initiatives. And yeah, so this is the second summit. It's been held in Norway, this time by the government of Norway, the government of Ghana and the International Disability Alliance again. And it's a really, really important opportunity to build on that first summit, because some progress was made after that summit. But as we all know, the COVID pandemic has taken place. People with disabilities have been some of the worst affected by that pandemic. There's a complete lack of data around the specific numbers of that, but we know from our own experiences and from many of the organisations that we work with that pre-existing inequalities have been exacerbated by the pandemic. So this summit, just taking place in February, comes at a really, really important time, and it's really important that all governments attend and engage with people with disabilities ahead of the summit to find out what they need to do to ensure that disabled people aren't left behind going forward as we begin to build back better after the pandemic.
It's such an important point, isn't it, that after COVID, it's a different world completely, isn't it? Especially for people living in across the globe. It's been a global pandemic and it's affected everybody. Is that something that you're going to be focusing on then? Is that one of the key topics? And what are the other things that you're going to be focusing on aside from COVID?
So the summit was set up to look at how disabled people are affected at various parts of the world, particularly around sort of the sustainable development goals, a commitment to ensure that people with disabilities were not left behind. And that has just taken on a whole other level of importance post-pandemic, because as I say, some progress was being made, but that progress has been dashed, things are going backwards as a result of that across education, across health, across societal attitudes towards people with disabilities, as we've seen. So this is a really important time to come together and to ensure that governments make sort of those policy commitments that will ensure that disabled people are actually being brought back into or being prioritised again as that promise in the Sustainable Development Goals set out in 2015.
And we've just had the COP26 here in Glasgow, and some, you know, people are saying that to varying degrees of success. But the fact is that the influential people that have the power to change things were in the room together, which is what we're trying to get out of the Global Summit as well. And with the petition and the campaign that you're in at the minute, you're wanting people to commit that they're going to attend the summit. Is that right?
Yeah, well, part of the major issue, everyone was talking about COP26 last week. You know, you couldn't really go too far without it being spoken about in the UK. The Global Disability Summit, on the other hand, though, will not have anywhere near that level of publicity, of awareness. But that's not to say that the summit and what's being discussed at the summit isn't incredibly important. And actually, climate change is one of the items on the agenda and how people with disabilities are included in climate change responses. But the petition is calling on governments to do three things. It's first of all calling on them to attend in the first place. Only 8 OECD Development Assistance Committee members, so those are the countries that give the most in terms of overseas aid, attended the summit in 2018. So only 8 of those countries, of those 30, attended. So we want to see that number increase. We also want to see the number of governments from developing, from low and middle income countries attend also, because they are key actors in the realisation of disability rights in the countries that that Sightsavers works in, but in the places, I guess, where people with disabilities are found and, you know, really are experiencing the sort of greatest levels of poverty and of inequality, particularly that relates to women and girls. So that attendance is key, and that high level political representation is really, really central to that. The second thing is ensuring that disabled people are consulted as part of that process in terms of what those commitments need to look like. Nothing About Us Without Us is absolutely central to the disability rights movement, and it's central to the Disability Summit as well. So that needs to happen. The third thing then is ensuring that those commitments that are made at the summit by all governments are resourced, that they are actionable, that they're deliverable, that they're ambitious, and that in 3 or 4 years' time, when the next summit takes place, we are seeing the progress that was potentially lost before the summit regained, and, you know, a new direction of travel found to ensure that disabled people are actually put again at the heart of policy making where they should be, and that is done with them and not for them, as we have unfortunately seen in policy making in the past, and that policy making has obviously failed to deliver.
So where can we sign the petition and find out more about the Global Disability Summit and keep on top of everything that's going to be happening in February?
I'm delighted you asked that one. So all your listeners can head to www.sightsavers.org/actionspeaklouder. That's really central to what the petition is calling for, really. It's calling for more than just about actions, more than just words, and it's really calling for those governments to really be taking action post-summit. So that's www.sightsavers.org/actions speak louder.
Brilliant. Ross, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Ellie.